This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday authorized another 1,000 troops in addition to the 3,000 ordered earlier in the week to go to Afghanistan to assist in the evacuation of U.S. personnel and other allies from Kabul as Taliban insurgents drew closer to the Afghan capital. Biden's announcement comes as the Taliban have swept through most of the country, taking 25 out of 34 Afghan provincial capitals over the past week. The stunning insurgent offensive captured several of them Saturday, including the fourth largest northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Jalalabad, the last remaining major city outside the capital, Kabul, was taken early Sunday. The advances have raised fears of an imminent attack on Kabul, where Western countries are scrambling to remove their citizens. U.S.-trained Afghan security forces have crumbled in the face of insurgent advances and surrendered without firing a shot or retreated in many cases. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has blamed the losses on the sudden withdrawal of the U.S.-led troops, but Biden on Saturday defended his decision to withdraw, arguing that Afghan government forces had to fight back against the Taliban. In a statement aimed at the Taliban Saturday, President Biden said any action that puts the U.S. mission at risk will be met with, quote, a swift and strong military response. Reuters is reporting that Uzbekistan has detained 84 Afghan military servicemen who crossed the border on Saturday. The Uzbek government in Tashkent announced the detentions and said another group of soldiers had amassed near a border checkpoint on the Afghan side. Reuters says Afghan servicemen crossed the border into Uzbekistan and Tajikistan in a similar way last month when they retreated from the Taliban insurgents' offensive. VOA News.